Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can always shoot me an email, sonar@gabradionetwork.com.
Okay. Those are, you know, those apps are...
Dan bringing us back. Is it getting any better than Peg? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for playing along with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I don't think I said that twice. Sarah Heiner is our guest. Sarah, I think I'm losing it. I don't know that today's one of those crazy days.
It's awfully early in the week for you to be
listening. And, of course, a lot of my folks listening are saying, how is this different from any other day? So I'm glad you're here, folks. Sarah is the CEO, second generation of great family publishing organization, Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. You can find all the books. What else you guys got going on over there?
Well, the big thing is our store, which helps it makes it easier for people, in particular the health information that we provide.
Right.
Follow our advice is the BottomLineStore.com. But we've got a brand new consumer savvy book that we're in the mail with, that we're just promoting
now.
A guy named Corey Sandler. He's all sorts of smart ways to save money, shop better.
Good.
Really excited about that.
So check it out, folks. BottomLineInc.com. Okay, there's a couple of other things. It's in the new publications. The new twice monthly is one of them is how to transfer money. You got some new apps. There's an app for that.
This is a new thing. Anyone that's got teenagers, though, is there any college kids? The new thing is that they one of the apps is called Venmo, but basically it's electronically transferring from your phone to someone else. So a whole bunch of people go out to dinner, and rather than, you know, split the bill, all us old folks go throw our credit cards on the table and
Right.
split the bill. The young kids, they all, one person might pay for it, and then they all immediately electronically transfer money to each other. So, which is great. It's, you know, it's totally cool. So there's a lot of them going on, and they're legitimate stuff. But you have to be, a little careful about which ones that you use.
Okay.
And know.
Why is that?
Well, so there's the big one is Venmo was kind of one of the first ones
mm-hmm.
that they're owned by PayPal. PayPal's been in the money transfer business for years.
I use PayPal all the time. They're solid for me.
They are. And they're the biggest one. They're the most trusted, 200 million users. So that's, you know, you're kind of good to go on that. Venmo's by them. That's the young, hip version of them. There's a new one called Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, which is interesting. I like this one. This one's owned by a group of banks.
Hmm.
So basically, if you're a Bank of America customer, you go right into your bank app, and now you can transfer money from my bank account to your bank account.
Right.
So I feel a little more secure dealing with the bank.
That's a little bit more direct than PayPal.
In
some ways,
bank account to bank account.
Yeah.
PayPal is kind of credit card to credit card.
Yeah, you can't write a check off.
You can't write it right,
page.
So it's not necessarily account
yeah.
to account. But the bank ones are bank account to bank
right.
account. So I can just do cash to cash.
So these are new apps.
Well, the ones that are also new, Google Wallet and Facebook. I personally would watch out for those guys. Those guys are not in the money business. They're in the data business.
Right. They're
and
data
they're
miners. They're big data guys.
They're data miners. So that
in my new book, those guys aren't nice guys.
Well, they
not
are.
Not Google. I'm not saying Google. I'm just saying the data miners.
Well, so that suddenly, you know, you're using those apps and now ads pop up. So let's say you and I go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? And I Google money you to,
right.
to you. And then suddenly I have ads on my app
right.
for where you and I just had
stick
dinner.
With if you're going to do the app the transfer app thing, stick with people who are money movers, banks and PayPal
right.
people like that.
For higher level of security, you will have some transaction fees. If you move money on your credit cards, you're going to have transaction fees about 3%.
There are. I want to move over because I want to make sure we get this.
You want to talk about this one?
There are other alternatives, folks, to AARP. Let me get it off the table. This is not Sarah, folks. Sarah's disconnected from this comment. She's on her own. I think AARP is the enemy. I can't stand AARP. I'll never be a member. I think with the money that you pay them, folks, do things that, in my opinion, are un-American. So I don't like AARP, and I'll do anything I can to support any of their competitors. Now, Sarah,
why do you say
ahead.
It's un-American?
I just know some of the things that they do,
yeah.
and it's just not good. Some of the things they back is not good for America, in my opinion. And so I don't like them, and they apparently they don't like me because I don't get any of their stuff. But
well, they definitely people think that they're the good guy.
They think they're this benign little helper of grandma, and the money you're giving them is going to subversive groups.
It's all lobbying. It's all political.
Yes.
No, make no bones about it. AARP.
They're not the friend of small business. I'll tell you that. They are not the friend of small business. Yeah. Anyway, so who should we go to?
So there are a couple other competitors, American Seniors Association and the Association of Mature American Citizens.
I helped those people launch.
So both of those, prices are about the same, $15 a year, 50 years, you know, for 50 years and up, your spouse is free.
And they offer the same kind of things that AARP does. So
they do offer the same kind of things.
Competitors.
Probably not as many, but this is interesting. Many companies, will, if they offer an AARP discount, will likely also honor
the discounts of these other companies.
So don't bother with AARP
competitors, folks. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Come back soon.
Always.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, bottomlineinc.com. After 30 minutes, I think, and 4 years, I think I finally got that right. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.